With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship in business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. You can always get on my website, shalomklein.com, download podcasts, find out who is going to be on next week on this show all about entrepreneurship. So I'm thrilled to be joined by an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur that happens to make some fantastic food. Yes, indeed, we are talking with a new restaurant owner here in Chicago. Thrilled to be joined by the brand new owner of Evita, which is an Argentinian steakhouse in the West Rogers Park area. Michael, thank you so much for joining us and Get Down to Business.
Hi, how you doing, Shalom? What's going on?
Fantastic. Well, you are bringing authentic Argentinian food into Chicago, and it's actually kosher food, which is really exciting. I had the opportunity to taste some of your fantastic menu items. Tell us the story. Why did you bring Argentinian food to Chicago, and how are things going so far?
Oh, well, everything goes back, you know, around almost 15 years ago, year 2001. And, you know, I'm a Sephardic Jew. And, you know, as all the normal Sephardic, if you can call it this way, my father listens a lot to the Kabbalistic rabbis. So he used to contribute a lot to one particular rabbi who he said that instead of, you know, going to learn the yeshiva in Israel like all my friends do, I should go to America because it opens your mind and it broadens your spectrum and it teaches you life. You know, for people who are not born in America, like, you know, America is a great land of opportunities. So he was absolutely right. So my father listened to him, and instead of going to Porad Yosef, like all my friends did, I ended up going to Tel Yeshiva in Chicago, and that marked me for life. Number one, because the level of learning is actually very good. And number two is because I got to, you know, to know Chicago. And Chicago is the city of, you know, Chesed. You know, it's a, how can I say this? People in Chicago are very different than anywhere else in the United States. You know, they are very caring. You know, they're really, really into helping each other.
That's great.
So that, yes, that touched me a lot.
Well, and, let's talk about the food.
I'm going to tell you exactly about the food in a minute. So the thing is that after that, you know, I lived 4 years in Chicago, and I decided that this is the place where I want to live. So I came back home, and I started working, and I opened a small bakery with my mother. And Baruch Hashem, after that, we became very big. And after the bakery, I opened a small sushi place, which is by this day, I have three locations with over 60 employees. And we became the number one bakery restaurant in Argentina. And, you know, it was the time to move into the United States. So I told my wife, we're going to Chicago. We moved here with my kids. And we opened this restaurant in Chicago because, as you know, the only thing that I know how to do is how to sell food. And I realized, you know, in one of my recent trips to Chicago that there is a lack, you know, in a quality kosher restaurant, you know, based on the amount of people that we have over here. I made a quick math, and, you know, if you take, you know, the number of how many Jews are in the tri-state area, in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, all that area, and then you divide by how many restaurants we should have like 63 restaurants, and we don't have. So there's clearly a market for more.
Well, I always judge restaurants. It should be good food that I keep kosher, of course, and it should be good food that happens to be kosher, and that's exactly what you've succeeded in doing. So I know you're still in the sort of soft launch of the restaurant, and
yes,
you're trying different menu items. There's some There's some fish items. There's a lot of meat. Really, really, really good meat. What is Argentinian food? How would you describe it for our listeners?
Well, Argentinian food, it is basically a lot of meat, good quality meat. Usually it's grilled, and it does not have to have, like, crazy amount of sauces. You know, like, I'll give you an example. I've been invited to a lot of American barbecues over here, and it's everything, anything on the grill with barbecue sauce on top. Well, it's not Argentinian. Argentina, it's all about the beef. It's all about the marbling. It's all about the quality. It's all about the animal. You know, Argentinian beef, it's not grass fed. It's a free range, so it's more a little bit more gamey. And we just season the meat with a little bit of salt and pepper, a little bit of olive oil, and off to the grill. And then we add a little bit of salt, you know, for flavor, just to cater to American fans. But, you know, roughly all the meats that we sell, we try to focus only on the flavor of the meat.
That's fascinating. And let's talk about the location of the restaurant. So you are on Lincoln Avenue in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's a great location. When I pulled up, I was able to find parking pretty easily on the street. But the venue, I know you've put a lot of work into the decor and the vibe and the feel and the level of service in the restaurant as well. I want to talk a little bit about that because Chicagoans, in the kosher market, we don't have as many options, but Chicagoans have a lot of options for food. Why is this restaurant better than other restaurants?
Okay, when I wanted to open something in the Americas, as I told you, my question was, what should I open? Should I open a day restaurant? Should I open a meat restaurant? And then I realized that, you know, most of Chicagoans are like meat people. People really enjoy meat over here. It's the Midwest. So, I actually, you know, from the business point of view, I thought that there's not a huge market for another day restaurant. But there is a big market for another, maybe meat or maybe fish restaurant because people are more willing to try that something else. So I needed to, you know, I want to open a meat restaurant. And then I had a very good friend who's helping me a lot with this. His name is Jake Wise. And he actually had the idea about the decor. And he said that, you know, it should resemble like a ranch or something like that. So he helped me a lot with this, and he went and he bought some reclaimed ranch wood, and we made all this wonderful deco that you've seen. So
it's a great venue, and there's indeed great service. So right now there's a limited menu that's available. I know you're working on your liquor license, and very shortly, not only will people be able to have great meat, but combined with some great wine as well.
When
do you anticipate a full launch of the Evita?
The great news are, Shlomo, that Emirat Hashem for lunch, I'm planning on bringing two of my former employees from Buenos Aires. And, you know, they are like a specialty chef on Argentinian food. So I was told that here in Chicago it's very important. It's very important. The lunch is very important because a lot of people have like lunch meetings. So I don't want to disappoint. So I'm bringing these two guys to Mr. Shen by the end of November, and we're gonna have like a special menu for lunch, and it's gonna be truly Argentinian, truly authentic. So, but you know, that's a surprise. That's a lead that you have. I haven't told anyone else yet.
That's exciting. A special scoop here on Get Down to Business. So, Michael, we are quickly running out of time. Once again, we're chatting with Michael, the owner of the Evita Argentinian Steakhouse in West Rogers Park in Chicago. Great restaurants. I've taste tested myself. I can't wait to come back over the coming weeks. But Michael, how can people find the restaurant? What's the address? How can people make a reservation and contact you?
Sure. Yep. You can make a reservation through our website, which is evitasteakhouse.com. Or you can just give us a call at 773-463-8482 or just show up over here. It's 6112 North Lincoln Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. We're always open. We welcome you. And, you know, Shlomo, you got to tell people that we are the only kosher restaurant that we truly open late. We are currently closing about 12 o'clock every single night. So it's a blast. You know, there is a finally a place in Chicago when you can have dinner at 10:30 in the morning and no one will kick you out. So.
Enjoy the meat at all hours. That's certainly what you're teaching people to do. Michael, we appreciate your time here on the show. Get down to business. We'll follow your progress. And, you know, radio isn't the best opportunity to show off food, but we'll find ways to share the sensations of great food. But as always, I encourage you to check out the actual restaurant by visiting the website and by actually stopping by the restaurant on Lincoln Avenue in Rogers Park. Coming up after the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information for all you small business owners. You could always get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. Find out who's going to be next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out, tandemhr.com, or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your Chicagoland roadways right now on the Jane Addams. It is going to be tight on the eastbound side a little bit between Meacham and Route 53. Rest of the roads, Kennedy headed inbound. O'Hare to downtown, sitting at 28 from Montrose is 14. Out to Montrose 11, out to the airport 35. Express lanes open, no delays there on the Edens inbound. Lakewood to Montrose, take it to 27. Eisenhower in Thorndale to the circle 36 from Mannheim 22. Outbound, same thing to Mannheim 34 to Thorndale. On the Stevenson inbound to Central, left lane is blocked off with crash traffic back up from Harlem. They'll take a 39, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 25 from the Tri-State. Outbounds 35 to the Tri-State, 45 to 355. This traffic report brought to you by American Express. Hey, American Express card members, you don't want to miss this. Now through December 31st, there's a big reason for you to shop small at local stores in your neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your eligible card today at americanexpress.com/shopsmalloffer. Terms apply. Our next update's in 15 on AM 560, The Answer.
You wake up in the morning, and you want to know what's going on. And what happened while you were asleep? You could grab your smartphone and wade through endless cat videos. Or you could listen to that other radio station, you know, that's talking about last night's ball game.
Winning records for starting pitchers matter anymore.
Or you could turn on Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson and get up to speed fast with the latest news, traffic, and weather on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Happiness. What makes you happy? Is it spending time with family and friends? Pursuing your passion? I have found my happiness with Digital World. Imagine selling a pair of shoes and getting paid every time someone puts them on. Just by providing innovative business solutions for your clients, Digital World does just that. Work part-time or full-time, but get paid all the time. Call me, Mark, at Digital World at 312-488-9853. 312-488-9853.
Barbecue grill ready? Check. Cooler packed and loaded? Check. Favorite jersey washed? Check. Lucky socks not washed? Check. Tickets good to go? Check. It's not even game day yet, but when it is, we'll be ready. On the Husky Sports Network.
Kickoff between the Bowling Green Falcons and your NIU Huskies is set for this Tuesday, 7 p.m. Catch all the action on your home for NIU football. AM 560, The Answer.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. I'm thrilled to be joined on a very important issue by Elizabeth Fisher, the president and CEO of the Sela Freedom organization, a former Chicagoan, actually, although smarter than most of us, and actually have moved to to a warmer climate. Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So you are on a mission to help rescue women that have been victims of sex trafficking. I know you're doing a lot of very important work. Tell us a little bit about the organization and why this is an issue that you're so passionate about.
Yeah, well, you know what? I am from Chicago, born and raised, but the last 7 years I moved to sunny Florida. And literally, I moved there to chill out and relax, but this happened along the way. When we got here, some of my friends from Chicago wanted to do a women's event, and we simply just wanted to find sort of an underdog charity to lift up. And when I got to Florida, I asked, you know, what are some charity areas that we could bring up that really need to have more exposure? And I was told, you know, local children are being sold for sex. And that was back in 2010. And, you know, you don't think of local children when you think of human trafficking. You think of Cambodia or somewhere. And so at the same time, we realized that that's the same thing happening in Chicago. And Chicago is actually the number five city in the country for our own children being sold and bought for sex by our own people. So that is the definition of human trafficking, actually, in a nutshell, if you boil it down. And the root underneath it is what really got me really strongly committed as well.
Well, you're doing incredible work at raising awareness. And, of course, we'll make sure that our listeners can find information about the organization online. But the issue itself, it's actually staggering. When you think about it, you mentioned Chicago is fifth in the nation for sex trafficking. We have a lot of distinctions. This is one that we are not, we should not be proud of. But let's talk about the issue itself. Is this an issue that it's typically teenagers? Is it adults? Who are the women that are most impacted by this horrible issue of sex trafficking?
Yeah, well, you know what? It is such a prevalent and epidemic issue, and it's hidden, like, right in plain sight. And so the storyline of almost every girl, every woman starts with childhood sexual abuse. So today the stats are that one out of three little girls is sexually abused sometime before their 18th birthday. There'll be some sort of sexual abuse or sexual exploitation. But those little girls that have it severely, you know, usually it starts 2, 3, 4 years old, and it's by someone that's supposed to be protecting them in their very, very intimate home life or
a domestic relationship.
Yeah. A typically domestic relationship or mom's boyfriend or, you know, a family friend or a teacher or even a, you know, pastor, just someone that's supposed to be protective. It's always someone they know, and they're told to keep a secret. And when that happens to a little girl at a young age, everything gets flipped around. You know, it just, she doesn't know how to hold things. And so keeping a secret like that, by the time they're 12 to 14, so what we know is that statistically, by 12 to 14, someone that's endured that type of regular abuse has to get away. Something sort of breaks in them. There's some sort of break. And for those that choose to run away, what we know is that within 48 hours, 80% of runaways leaving an environment like that will be approached by a predator knowing that they're leaving an environment like that. And they just have to say a few key words to lure these kids into the sex trade.
Wow. And how long are most of these young women, and really it is young women you're mentioning,
little boys
age.
And little girls, unfortunately, because we got the stat of one out of five little boys being abused.
One out of five. Wow. So how long are most of them kept in sort of the world of sex trafficking?
Yeah. In the life. The girls call it in the life. They are typically coerced, and the guy will sort of give them sort of a grooming period where they're like, oh, my gosh, he's going to take care of me. Because all he has to say is, are you hungry? I bet you need a place to stay. I bet your parents don't know how to take care of you. I'll take care of you. And then what happens is he might even get them started on a drug to get them a little bit more dependent on him. And the stats tell us, and this is what I see again and again, we've worked with over 1,100 survivors this year alone. They are sold 15 to 40 times a day for typically up to 7 years.
Wow. And how are communities, how are cities, how is the local government responding to it? And then, of course, I want to talk to you about the work that you are doing in raising funds and raising, of course, awareness about this effort. But tell us, we're fifth in the nation here in Chicago. What is being done to combat this and to fight against it?
Well, you know what? I think that over the last few years, awareness has grown. Chicago has some of the greatest organizations, and you guys have everything going from awareness to education. There's prevention programs. There's outreach on the streets to try to reach these girls and kids. And there is law enforcement and CASE, for example. CASE in the city is a team of attorneys that have changed tons of laws over the last few years, and they protect these girls in court and make sure they don't get arrested for the wrong things. But the one missing piece of the puzzle is you guys have not had any housing for an 18-plus survivor. So a girl that's been sold starting at age 12, and typically they're very hard to find in the life for that good, you know, typically 7 years. So it's the 18 through 26-year-old that law enforcement's like, these are the girls that are circling our jails. You could bring solutions to our cities for this. And that's the one. We're just bringing in that niche piece. That is a huge part of the solution. And I think local agencies are doing an amazing job on the other pieces. So as soon as we are, you know, our house is being opened in the next month, people are doing extreme home makeover on it right now. And we're going to start with our first, and then our second home will follow very shortly.
So with every problem, you need to look at things two ways. You need to look at being reactive at ensuring that you're responding to the situation, helping the people that are most affected by the the issue, in this case, sex trafficking. But also think about being proactive. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about the proactive solutions that you believe are critical to be put in place in cities like Chicago, but really around the country, to ensure that we that the numbers go down. Because as it is right now, as you said, you think about it, about sex trafficking as something that might take place in Cambodia, not here in the United States.
Correct, I know. And, you know, the biggest piece of it is education, education. And I have a TED Talk in Oak Park coming up Thursday, October 27th, that I'm going to be speaking about a lot into the prevention side of it, because it is having these points of intervention and prevention that if you could reach, if we have an epidemic of our kids being abused, we know that we are ripe to get in there and intervene prior to them hitting the streets and getting to the hands of these predators. So there's some organizations in town that are in the schools, some are in the Chicago public schools, and we do a really amazing prevention program in Florida that you guys have, you know, going on a smaller level here, but hopefully that's going to keep growing and everything's going to keep growing, because once a child hears and they're able to get that point of intervention, you could stop them from going down the road. And then even educating the public to look again, you know, what's going on with little kids in your life? There's no such thing as a promiscuous seventh grader. There's clearly something going on with that kid, like to learn what the warning signs are, to have these conversations and intervention. So I just think it's one of those topics that was never talked about. Well, and now it's starting to be talked about.
Absolutely. Well, Elizabeth, I know this is the question you've been waiting for. How can our listeners get involved? How can they support your efforts and be involved in not just, again, being reactive, but actually being proactive and helping join the fight?
Yeah, there are so many ways, and I'm so glad that you're asking. We have some volunteer training coming up. So depending on where people are located, we're going to keep rotating it around the city. But Saturday, October 29th, if people want to get involved, they can come to a training on that day. There's one in the city. There's one in the northwest suburbs. We'll be doing more trainings ongoing. But if they go to our website, which I love that you said our name correctly, it's Selah, S-E-L-A-H, freedom.com. But if they go to that website, maybe you can give that to your listeners later, they can click on the tabs at the top. It says regions, and you click on Midwest, and it gives you all of the opportunities to come and actually meet with us. And we still have a matching gift, so up to $50,000. So any gift that people make, and we need to close this gap of the $50,000 by the year end, so any gift will be doubled. And right now there's a house being transformed. So if people want to, you know, they're like, hey, I might not want to work with the girls, but I could come and I want to, you know, transform a room or buy flooring for a room. Like, there's like physical, tangible needs. So depending on someone, could be a volunteer, they could host a party with a purpose, because that would help more people become aware. They could come to all these different levels. But
and double the impact. That's fantastic. SailaFreedom.com.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of great opportunities to get involved, to volunteer, to learn more about Elizabeth's TED Talk. Lots of great opportunities to be educated, but to get involved and to really help on this important issue. SailaFreedom.com. Thank you so much for joining us on this very important issue. We'll be sure to follow up with you, check back in with you, and stay in touch. Thank you for the very important work that that you're doing. Coming up after the break, we are going to be talking more about important issues in the Chicago community. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. More for you coming up after this quick break.
The mainstream media has a duty and an obligation to cover this election fairly. Does it seem fair to you? Or do we see more coverage about the problems of one side than the problems for the other side? When the so-called journalists put their thumb on the scale and attempt to influence the most important election of our lifetime, it makes you wonder, what do we have to do to win? There's only one thing left to do. Make sure you and like-minded people go vote. It's the only way to stop them from tipping the scales. The host on this station will keep reminding you right till the end. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. The two major party presidential candidates stumping for votes in two battleground states. Donald Trump campaigned in Florida, criticizing the Washington establishment.
What a group we have, a group of real losers. That's what we've got. And the only thing Obama does, the only thing he does is campaign.
Hillary Clinton campaigning in North Carolina.
I stood next to Donald Trump in three debates for 4.5 hours. I think that proves I have the stamina to be president and commander-in-chief.
Early voting already underway in North Carolina. It starts tomorrow in some Florida counties. Nationwide, 5 million people have already voted. We should know the winners in 16 days, Election Day. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your Chicagoland roadway, starting on the Edens, inbound Lake Cooke to Montrose, a little slow, 23 minutes, clear outbound. Kennedy inbound, O'Hare to downtown, 28, 14 from Montrose, and the outbound side, no problems, to Montrose, 28 to the airport. Eisenhower in, Thorndale to the circle, 35, from Mannheim, 22, pretty much the same on the outbound side. Stevenson inbound, First to Central, backed up due to a crash, left lane is blocked off, and the outbound side, just a little slow between Ashland and Cicero. Dan Ryan in, 95th to downtown, 18, 20 out to 95th. I-57 to Bishop Ford looking good, same thing with Lakeshore Drive out of the Tollways Tri-State southbound, Balmoral to the Bentonville Bridge, going to be a bit slow. This traffic report is brought to you by Massage Envy. At Massage Envy, they know there's nothing like relaxation. That's why their first-time guests can relax with a customized massage for only $55 or a facial. Schedule today at Massage Envy. See clinics for details. Our next update will be in 15 minutes right here on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-400-2199. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-2199. Again, that's 1-800-400-2199.
AM 560, The Answer.
You know what? I like to stay positive on Get Down to Business. I like to talk to you about ways that you can grow as a professional, talk to you about ways that you can become a better leader. We do that a lot here on Get Down to Business, and we bring on guests that share their tips, their advice, their information. But I believe it's mission critical to learn from your mistakes. And mistakes, I know I make a lot of them every single day. Who doesn't these days? I found an interesting article on entrepreneur.com, and it's entitled 10 Signs That You Suck as a Leader. And I wanted to bring up a few of those tips because we could all learn from our mistakes, and we could all talk about ways that we can become better. But sometimes it's important to be introspective and look at ourselves. And if you can point to any of these character traits within you, it's a sign that you might suck as a leader. And there, and point to Exhibit A, which are past episodes of Get Down to Business, to learn how you can improve as a leader. If you ask one of your key employees how you're doing as a leader, chances are you're not going to get a 100% honest answer. The employee probably isn't going to tell you your faults when you have the power to destroy his or her employment. You may be asking why you should even ask such a question of your employees. After all, you're the boss, but it's simple, really, really simple. Research shows that more than 70% of the workforce is disengaged. Much of the cause of that disengagement often stems from the active dislike the employee has for his or her leader, often described as, I hate to say it, the manager from hell. But none of those employees are going to risk their jobs to tell you that. And because of their reluctance, you may need to take a long, hard look at your behavior and be brave enough to recognize the signs that you aren't doing as good of a job as a leader as you would like. And so I've got 10 signs for you. Your attitude is, this is how we do things around here, and you could like it or leave. Great leaders need to constantly innovate. You need to be in a constant state of growth and adaptability. They would never approach employees with this attitude. And you're busy being nice. Great leaders know that what truly matters. Leaders know their purpose, their why. Running a business is not a popularity contest. The leaders need to win. If you spend all of your time trying to be nice to people, you aren't leading. If you micromanage, you might not be a good leader. Great leaders are collaborative, not micromanagers. Leaders don't feel that they have to do everything themselves. They trust their team members to do it and know they will do it right. You're all about the numbers. If you believe you're all about the numbers, then again, maybe you suck as a leader. Great leaders are first and foremost chief relationship officers. Yes, another acronym, CROs. Leaders cannot always focus on the bottom line. Remember that the number one character trait of great leaders is that they highly value the people that they lead. I just read Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, book, and it's fascinating to talk about how much of an emphasis he has made on his people. And you secretly or not so secretly dislike people. Great leaders are genuinely into their work relationships. They like people and they love seeing them grow. You have no business being a leader if you don't like people. It's that simple. If you steal the light, that's a problem. Great leaders give the spotlight to others. Bad leaders take credit for what's not theirs and justify their behavior based on some rational lies that they tell themselves. But it's not, despite anything you have ever been told, all about you. If you lack empathy and compassion, that's a problem. Great leaders have a highly devoted level of emotional intelligence. Don't try to lead if you can't grasp this concept. And if you lack self-knowledge, great leaders are continually developing deeper self-knowledge because they understand that self-knowledge lies at the root of genuine empathy and compassion. In order to lead effectively, you have to know who you are below the surface. Your people don't trust you. Great leaders are highly integral. They often say one thing and do another. If this is you, you'll lose ground every ever so quickly with your staff. And if you keep your personal life a secret, this is a big one for me. And I do firmly believe that you need to keep a line between your business and personal life. But yet, when you're a business owner, when you're a leader, you need to be as true and as genuine and sincere as possible. Great leaders are bonded to their people, and their people are bonded to them. Great leaders know and care about who their people are. Great leaders let their people see who they authentically are beyond their role as leader. Let people in, proving that you've learned the power of vulnerability. If you hear this and you find yourself thinking, yeah, but you don't understand, what you're actually saying is that you are committed to sucking at your role, that you're in as a leader. And if that's the case, no one can help you until you decide it's too painful to stay the same. So I just want to stick on that last piece for a second. Again, you have to build relationships with people. And they call it a relationship for a reason. It takes time at building a relationship, and you need to work hard and making sure that that happens, that that becomes a reality. But if you have staff, if you're so fortunate to have a team of people that reports to you, you want to get to know them, learn about their challenges, find ways to support them. But you also want to find ways that you can share with them. And that means that if you're having a bad day, you can tell them that you're having a bad day. You could talk to them about that. You could tell them when you're having good things happen in your life. Share those moments with them. It's really, really mission critical that you do that, that you build that relationship with your team. You find ways to bond. You find after-hours opportunities. You do a holiday party with them. There's a reason that big companies do this, and it doesn't need to be tacky, and it doesn't need to be forced. It could actually become organic and natural, that people actually want to talk to each other, want to build a relationship. And that's the number one role as a leader, is to build and motivate and inspire and build confidence. And that's what it's all about. That's what we try to do here on Get Down to Business, share with you the information that matters. Once again, you're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Lots more tips, advice, and information available on my website, shalomkline.com. And also check me out on Twitter, @shalomkline. I've got a lot of great tips available for you there. Coming up for you, we've got more tips, advice, and information for you after this quick break.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your Chicagoland roadways right now, in the Edens inbound, Lake Cook to Montrose, take it to 23 on the outbound side, 22 back to Lake Cook. Kennedy inbound, O'Hare to downtown, 29 from Montrose to 17, outbound 13 to Montrose, 45 to the airport, 12 in the express lanes. Eisenhower in Thorndale to the circle, 31 for Mannheim, 18. Keep an eye out. At Mannheim, there's a centerline block with a stalled vehicle. Outbound side is 26 to Mannheim, 38 out to Thorndale. Stevenson in, 355 to Lakeshore Drive. 355 to Lakeshore Drive, taking you about 35 from Tri-State 24. Outbounds, half an hour to the Tri-State 41 to 355. Dan Ryan in, 18, 95th to downtown, 22 out to 95th. I-57, Bishop Ford, pretty calm. Lakeshore Drive, no significant delays. This traffic report brought to you by Fix Auto Collision Centers. Crashed your car? You have a friend in the business with Fix Auto Collision Centers, with locations throughout Chicago. Call Fix Auto Collision Center today. 1-800-INFO-FIX. 1-800-INFO-FIX. That's 1-800-INFO-FIX. Our next update's in 15 on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs, and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hello, everyone, and here we go again with Karen Lewis and the Chicago Teachers Union demanding more money from the Chicagoland taxpayers. Well, I say enough is enough. The teachers get paid from the property taxes that homeowners pay every year. If the teachers' union gets more money, that means your property taxes are going to go higher. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent representative for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. For months now, I have been telling you about purchasing health savings account PPO plans that will cost you approximately 40% less in monthly premiums than you're currently paying now. Well, the same thing applies to the teachers union. I can show the union that they can purchase a more comprehensive health insurance plan that is in full compliance with the Affordable Care Act and will cost the taxpayers up to 40% less in monthly health insurance premiums. For more information, you can call me at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solutions center. Solutions on a lot of things, the Affordable Care Act, new regulations coming out that are impacting and affecting small businesses all over the country. And you don't want to be on the reactive side of things. You want to be proactive, and that's why you need to talk to folks at Tandem HR, because they can help you with that process. There's something interesting that I find about business owners is we are often busy, and we are often have a short attention span. And these days, everybody's been diagnosed, I believe, with ADD, ADHD. Not everybody actually has those attention deficit disorders, but everybody's busy and everybody's being pulled in a million directions. So I want to talk to you about the one resource that every business needs to succeed, but is wasted by most. Waste in business is any activity that uses up a resource but creates no value or competitive advantage. Most businesses are experts at spending resources without understanding how they can be leveraged or even how they're produced. And managing your resources, it's always a concern, but there's one resource you must understand how to leverage and renew, because without this one renewable resource, you're putting your career, your business at greater risk. If you've committed your life to a business to create wealth and security for your family and have people working for you, then you owe it to them and yourself to get optimal performance and maximum results of your resources. And that, my friends, I'm talking about attention. Attention is actually your scarcest resource, because the brain's information processing and neurochemical production supporting attention requires large amounts of resources and energy. So read, listen, or comprehend. Pick two. Numbers vary, but the brain processes about 400 billion bits of data per second, but the conscious mind processes data no more than 60 bits per second. Productivity costs. Executives are interrupted an average of 50 times a day, putting them constantly in react mode and possibly focused on things that are not related to business results. And employees actually lose many hours a day due to interruptions, 3 to 5 hours there, 40 to 60% of productive time. And that costs the U.S. business community $588 billion a year. It also costs in morale. Interruptions force people to restart tasks by assembling, or reassembling rather, their resources, thoughts, and readiness. On average, it takes 20 minutes to regain full focus on complex tasks. Distractions cause the brain to use more resources to rebuild pathways, causing more frustrations. Interruptions also lead to more errors, quality problems, and you have to rework. And executives often are paid to think. Every day, the senior leadership of businesses makes countless numbers of decisions affecting the employees, the company's reputation, their own personal future. If they make good decisions, the business will succeed. If they make too many bad decisions, the business will fail. That's why you need to be sharp and you need to be prepared to make good decisions and to invest in yourself to make sure that you're not being stretched in too many different ways. Attention is our most scarce resource, and you need to make sure that you are giving it the proper priority. And there are ways that you could do it. Time management is a very important methodology that I often think about. I am a workaholic, as many of you know, and I believe in responding to messages at all hours of the day. But that means that there are times during the day when I'm sitting and I'm working on something, I might just block out the time and actually turn off my phone and not respond to any messages. Often what I find is that I do some of my best work early in the morning before people start calling me and bothering me with the reactive stuff during the day. So what I end up doing is during the day, I schedule meetings and I book myself back to back, and that's my reactive time. Early in the morning, that's when I find time to be proactive. There are plenty of techniques and strategies available to help manage attention and reduce interruptions, things like prioritizing. Your brain makes up 2% of your body's mass and accounts for 20% of its energy requirement. Just like driving a car with a small battery, at some point, the car won't drive as fast because the power is too low. You don't have the resources left to focus on the work at hand. So in order to have attention, the executive team in your head has to be motivated and interested. You have to focus on you, and you have to prioritize and figure out what's important to you. If you can prioritize and you can manage your time effectively, you could actually be the best professional you can be. And I mean this not just for executives, but I mean for people at all levels in their professional life. You need to figure out, if you want to succeed in business, you have to make sure you're giving it your all at all hours of the day. And to all people, your clients, your friends, your family. And if you're committed to something, if you're going to be in a meeting, put yourself in the present, give it your all, and you'll find that people will like that as the best response. Once again, you're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I want to make sure that you can be the best professional that you can be. We share many tips and bits of information like this available on our website, shalomkline.com. That's also where you can download podcasts from, get down to business, and get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We are powered by Tandem HR. They provide some great tips, advice, and information. Check out their website, tandemhr.com. They have a great blog that's available. Also, you could call them and speak to a professional for a free consultation, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. But I implore of you, as you go back into your work week this week, make sure you're giving it your all. Make sure you're giving it all of your efforts, all of your energies, and put yourself in the present. Make sure that when you schedule meetings, you're focused on that meeting. Chances are the person that scheduled a meeting, regardless of whether they're your boss or they're your employee, they have something important to talk to you about, and you want to make sure that you're giving it your all and that you're helping to make good decisions. So prioritize, manage your time, and make sure that this week is as good as the last. And in fact, it's going to be even better. Lots more tips and advice available on my website, shalomkline.com. Actually, on my website, I've got a lot of great networking events available for you as well. I always recommend for every professional, find two events that you can go to every week. Two events, that's right. Two events. Those events are posted on my website, shalomkline.com. Check it out. We'll have more for you after this quick break.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
The government continually takes from you 28% more taxes in the city of Chicago this year. It's time you get some of those bucks back. Digital World can help. The Digital World team just recovered $400,000 for a small business at no cost to them. Imagine finding cash for your business or commercial property you never knew you lost. Take action now before the end of this tax year. Call Mark at 312-488-9853. 312-488-9853. 488-9853.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Nuon of Dr. Amy & Associates and the Center for Integrative Health and Wellness. I want to get you thinking about how powerful your mind is. Our show, Mind Over Matters, will challenge you to think differently about your relationships, happiness, health, and prosperity. Listen each week as we discuss how to blend traditional and holistic health and wellness strategies to live your best life. Tune in Sunday nights at 10 for Mind Over Matters, your show for body, mind, and spirit. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I am your host, Shalom Klein. Now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. Something that I don't hear spoken about enough is this important tip about building relationships with your competitors so you can refer business that's too small, too big, or too far away. It is all about relationships, and you could build your business by networking, but being creative. I've found so often that I may have been sitting in a networking meeting, similar to what I did actually just earlier today. I was running around and meeting somebody early in the day, and as we talked about synergies and we talked about potential introductions, they are actually a lawyer, and I said, let me introduce you to another lawyer, actually a firm in Arlington Heights. This was a lawyer from Chicago, and I said, let me make an introduction. They said, wait, are you sure? And I was incredulous because I could not believe that they were so small-minded to think that anybody that has the Esquire or has a JD after their name, they're competitors. What if they're in a different? What if they have a different focus, a different business model? Maybe one of them deals with personal injury, as it happens to be. One of them deals with estates and probate. They're both very different lines of work. I don't believe there's any competition over there. One of them is in Arlington Heights. One of them is in Chicago. Imagine the number of referrals that they can have for each other. And I am a big believer in the philosophy of giver's gain. Every time you refer business to somebody else, you never know the number of referrals that might be coming back your way. That's how this happens. Doors open and you build relationships. That's what this is all about, relationships. And in the world of small business, those relationships go a long way. And trust me, I've found over the past 6-7 years, doors that I have opened a few years ago, an introduction that I made, they're now coming back full circle. And those professionals that I had breakfast with, that I had coffee with, that I made an introduction for years ago, that frankly, I never thought anything would come of, are now coming back full circle. As many of you know, we have a family business, an accounting firm, and I find all the time that we are actually networking. My father's networking all the time with other CPAs, other accountants that are bigger than we are, or maybe smaller than we are, and we're able to refer them opportunities. And trust me, those referrals and those opportunities are coming straight back at you. And that really works. Projects too big, too small. And I mentioned earlier about geographically, sometimes I'll get a call actually from a professional in another state. Just a few days ago in California, I received a call from somebody that wanted to engage me for a project. And I actually didn't want to take on that project, but I was able to refer them to somebody else. You never know how these relationships will come full circle. So never say no to an introduction, even if that person seems to be a competitor. And don't feel bad about offering to make introductions to somebody that you meet with that might not think that they need to meet a competitor, but they will actually benefit tremendously from those introductions and from those contacts. Think out of the box when it comes to networking. That's how you can grow your business in a major, major way. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. If you go on their website, tandemhr.com, they have a great amount of information about the Affordable Care Act, about overtime rules. There's a lot of new regulations that are being unveiled as we speak, and you don't want to end up on the side of things where you'll be getting fined and punished for not complying with those regulations. They have a great amount of information on their website, tandemhr.com. They have a blog, a lot of great information. You could also call them, 630-928-0510, or once again, visit their website, visit their blog at tandemhr.com. If you're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, you can get on my website, shalomklein.com, where you can download podcasts from past episodes of Get Down to Business, as well as find out who's going to be on next week on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m.
For the past 100 years, RB Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry.
Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past